Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
There is another anniversary, this 12th. And the guy who covered the story, this tragic, brutal story that shocked not only Northeast Pennsylvania, but the world. And that is our friend Annie Mihalchik, who is with us now, WBRE, WYOU investigative reporter. Andy, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. And yeah, this is something. 2 weeks in a row. That's I don't know if it's good or bad for you or me, but I'm always a pleasure to join you on your show, Bob.
Hey, Andy, I tell this to everybody around here. I tell the jokes around here. Okay.
Okay. Yes, you. I got it. I didn't get that memo. I missed that memo.
All right, well, you got it now, my man. Hey, on a September 12th. You started covering a story that blew into national prominence, our state police getting shot here in Northeast Pennsylvania, one of them killed. Take it from there.
Yeah, September 12th, 2014. It is hard to believe that that's 11 years ago today. And real quick, some background. Corporal Brian Dixon was shot and killed by Eric Freen. Trooper Alex Douglas was seriously injured. He could have died if not for the heroic actions of troopers that pulled him to safety at the Blooming Grove Barracks in Pike County. Basically, Eric Freen laid in wait in the woods near the barracks, and the Blooming Grove Barracks is in a wooded area. It's a very rural area, Bob. So, first of all, you're not expecting to be ambushed. But number two, he laid in wait. It was around 11 o'clock at night that night. Opened fire, killed Corporal Dixon, and again, nearly killed Alex Douglas, he's still recovering from his injury, seriously injured. And that led to a 45-day nationwide manhunt. And it was just unbelievable. And real quick story, I lived in Hazleton then, and it was late at night on a Friday night, and I get some calls from my police contacts around the state and said, we hear about something about troopers being ambushed, and they got me a location, and they weren't sure exactly what happened, and then that began to unfold around midnight. And, Bob, I can tell you, we were live on the air by 3:30 a.m. on 2822 News, live on the air. We cut in the middle of the morning, and we were just constant, almost continuously reporting troopers ambushed, one killed, a search for a suspect. And, of course, at that point, they didn't know it was Eric Freen from the Cannon Density area of Monroe County.
Well, it was so scary that the people who protect us couldn't be protected in that moment. I just remember I was in prison at the time. I just remember my reaction was absolute horror that this had happened.
And you know what, Bob? Think about it. Several weeks ago in Susquehanna County, we had two troopers shot. And thank goodness they're okay. And they're actually going to be honored tonight at a high school football game in Susquehanna County. But it was when that happened, it was a flashback to me. And I thought, yeah. I'm thinking, please don't anyone obviously get hurt or killed. But that situation with Eric Freen led to a massive manhunt. And he was eventually captured, and I believe it was October 30th. Let me see here. October 30th. It was a 45-day search at an abandoned airport hangar. And during that search, I mean, the whole area was on edge, because especially in that part of the Poconos, because where was this guy? Who was this guy? Then they were able to put a name out there, but he eluded the U.S. Marshals for all that time.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That was the amazing part, the second part of the story. There was the horror of the killing and the wounding of the two state troopers, which, again, it just tore my heart out. And then we couldn't find him. And we looked like boobs. We looked like, my God, our Pennsylvania State Police, vaunted Pennsylvania State Police, can't even find this guy. What was the reaction? Because you were talking and interacting with the state police and the federal officials every day. What was their reaction?
Well, I could tell you, and I'm always respectful. Listen, I'm not a police investigator. They do their job. They're trained. I'm not. But I was asking questions that we were hearing just like you just posed. You know, why is it taking so long to get this guy? And, of course, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback in any profession. I get that. So I would ask the question, you know, what do you say to those folks who say, you know who this guy is. You have 400 or 500 marshals, troopers, state police, local, plus the public, but law enforcement everywhere. And you name the gadget, airplanes, drones, ATVs, horseback, dogs, and you still can't find this guy. You know, this guy outsmarting you. Obviously, he knew the area and what their response was. And I understand he knew the area. That was his backyard. So, you know, we all know our neighborhoods. We all know where the hiding spots are. You can bring in all the great technology, but, you know, if you're 15 feet underground or in a tunnel, you're not going to be seen. So, and real quick story, Bob, there were times, of course, we were moving from location to location between Pike, Monroe County, right? Parts of Wayne County, sightings were made. And we'd be out one night in particular, very quick, bear with me. We're parked along a isolated road, us and some local residents who had been evacuated in the early days from their homes because they didn't know who this guy was. They're going door to door. They didn't want people going into their homes, and there's this guy at the point they didn't know who he was. And we're sitting there, my photographer, I won't say his name right now, it was a crisp night in September, and people were all these cars, maybe 4 or 5 car lengths away from each other. So we didn't know where this guy was. He could be right in the woods there.
Yeah.
My photographer said to me, he goes, I said, Tony, shut the car off. He said, why? I said, because the leaves are dry. If he approaches us, we'll hear him. And he said, do you think he could kill us? I said, I'm going to be honest with you, Tony. If he wanted us dead, we'd be already dead. Because this guy already ambushed 2 troopers. He took lives. He wanted to take more. So, but again, we weren't heroes, but we were doing our job as best we can to inform the community. But I'm honestly, after all these years, Bob, it was one of the most tense stories I ever covered. Because
you were in harm's way. They're very clearly in harm's way.
You knew what could happen, and we left a couple of locations, and next thing you know, a half hour, 2 hours later, we get a call that they're searching. He was hiding where we were parking with our live truck, and with other media, too. It wasn't just us. So it was a scary situation, and the families up there, you know, we saw people with guns sitting on the front steps saying, listen, and they wanted this guy to know, you come my way, you're going to face firepower, you know?
Was it among the most interesting/amazing stories you covered in your 30 years, Andy Mahalsh?
Absolutely. I Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, we have all kind of controversy, scandals, that kind of thing. And, you know, any death is horrible. As you heard in the Kirk situation, no, every loss of life or injury is horrible. They're all individual tragedies. But this really, almost like the Kirk or the Susquehanna County deal, it was an attack on all of us. Because here's two state troopers, you know, who are protecting us, who we depend on, protect our citizens and all of us. When we go to sleep at night, hey, there's a cruiser out front, there's a state police nearby, local police by, we feel safe, right?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, it's not Disney World, we get it, but they're out there keeping an eye out. And here they are coming into work, and they're ambushed by this, I'll say the word coward, hiding in the woods with a rifle. I mean, it just, that really shocked everyone. Until this day, Bob, honestly, when I see things like Kirk or the Susquehanna County shooting a couple of weeks ago, troopers, I'm human like everyone else. It bothers me deeply, you know. But I turn that into action, hopefully, and do reports on what happened, why, and what can we do to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, the great Andy Malchick, thank you so much for bringing us back to this story, back to this time. It was a big deal. And frankly, it still should be. Our police, I read the policeman's prayer that my friend Nikki DeSanto gave me every Friday, because they're going out there into the unknown, and this could happen at any time. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And one last note, I'll tell you, I've worked with police for a lot of years. Honestly, listen, we're all human. People have faults, they have whatever. But by far, 99.9% of the law enforcement I've worked with for the last 50 years in this business, they just want to do the right thing and protect people. And they're human beings, too. They have feelings and stuff. But you know what? When they get in police mode, protective mode, they're something I know I could never do that job ever, ever, ever.
Andy Malchick, thank you so much. We look forward to the next time we get to talk to you.
Yeah, and Bob, real quick story. We did a political podcast on 2822 Now app. Check it out, Bob. You're still out there in the Malchick Files. We'll have you back on talking politics and any other issue facing northeastern Pennsylvania for sure. Because I think it's the more communication, the more info out there, the better.
And we'll have you here as well. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir. Be safe. Thank you,
the great Andy Malchick, WBRE-WYOU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.